Welcome back. You're in the huddle. 101.3 The Game. Moving along on this Friday. Hope everybody's staying safe out there as we go right out to the TikTok Jewelers guest line. Joining us now, UVM Athletic Director, it's Jeff Shulman. How you doing today, Jeff?
I'm doing well, Arnie. How you doing?
Great. Thanks a lot for joining us. And I guess the
and
first
Brady,
thing
that- of course. How are you doing, my friend?
I'm good.
And don't
and
forget Rich.
And Rich.
Oh, yeah, that other guy.
I love
well,
it.
It's good to be on with all three of you. I hope you're all staying safe and doing well.
Absolutely. Jeff, take us through the process. How did the process go in finding the coach and how you came across Todd Woodcroft and how you got him to be the new head coach?
Well, you know, it's obviously been an interesting search process. And when we began this in February after Kevin made his announcement, we obviously could have never anticipated this virus outbreak and everything that all of us are going through. But we were fortunate that we were able to begin the process before, you know, travel restrictions and social distancing went into effect. And Joe Gervais, who's the associate athletic director and my colleague and a former UVM hockey coach and player, Joe and I kind of led the effort in the initial stages. And we were just kind of going out and reaching out to people that we thought would be strong candidates. And obviously, people were reaching out to us and we were able to have some conversations, many of them, face to face in person, before, the virus hit. So we developed a pool at that point. Then obviously, you know, things were impacted by the health crisis that we're still dealing with. And really had to shift our focus and the conversations moved to, you know, video conferencing and phone calls. And Todd's name came up, fairly early in the process through a mutual connection. And as I, you know, did my homework on him, along with several other candidates, I became, increasingly intrigued. And then once the NHL season ended and all college athletics ended, and I was able to focus even more on the candidates. And as I talked to, you know, some of the most well-respected people in hockey at both the college level and the professional level, it just became increasingly clear that he was a really high-quality person with an incredible knowledge of the game and a passion for teaching the game. And of course, he was one of several really strong candidates. And so the process moved through. There were some video interviews with other folks on campus and a couple of our alums as well. And in the end, I think we hired an exceptional coach, a unique person. You know, obviously not the typical college hockey coaching pedigree, but frankly, I actually think that's a real positive. You know, I've never been a believer that there's one sort of career path for a successful coach. You know, John Becker's a great example of that. He was an IT professional a few years before he was a Division I basketball coach. And for me, it's much more about the person and their values and what they bring to the job in lots of different ways. So I'm really excited. I think our community is going to love Todd. And I think there's really good things in store for our hockey program.
Jeff, you of all people remember when hockey was a religion on Friday and Saturday night at the Gut. And, I mean, I have to imagine, we said this a couple times in the show, in my opinion, it was the most important athletic hire in the history of the college. I mean, how much did this hire mean to you personally, given that you, of course, played for the program?
Yeah, I mean, obviously I have deep roots in our hockey program as a former player. Importantly, in my role as athletic director, our hockey program is really vital to our program, to the university, the community, and even the state as a whole. And, you know, we're so blessed, like, to have such incredible fans and so much support. And even with a difficult year, the Gut was packed so much of the year. So I know the potential that exists, and it's absolutely an important hire. I mean, you know, and I don't want to say this coaching hire is more important than that one. You know, there's no question that one of the most important things I do in my job is to hire head coaches, because they're such an important influence on the experience of our student athletes and the success of our programs. But, you know, so I take all of our coaching hires really seriously, but there's no question that our hockey program means a lot to to the athletic program and to our fans, the community, and it's important that we get this right, and I think we have.
Jeff, we talked to a lot of prominent UVM hockey alumni who say they weren't consulted at all in this process. So if they weren't consulted, who did you go to in this process? You mentioned reaching out to a lot of people. What kind of people did you reach out to?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I have lots of conversations with folks associated with our program. In this case, you know, I was spending a lot of time talking to candidates themselves, and also people who had a real good feel for these candidates, you know. So, you know, in the case of Todd, obviously, people in the Winnipeg Jets organization and people throughout the NHL, but also some people that are inside the college hockey world, including some, you know, some head coaches in Hockey East who've been very successful, who know Todd well and think really highly of him. So, you know, there's a lot of folks that I'm talking to about these positions. Some of them inside our program and or alums, and others outside.
Jeff Shulman, UVM Athletic Director, here with us on the Huddle, 101.3 The Game, 101.3thegame.com, talking about the hiring of Todd Woodcroft as the newest men's hockey head coach. You know, we know that you spoke with former assistant Roger Grillo and former player Eric Perrin. In the end, was it hard for you to go outside the family, or was it actually better to go outside the family? And for the record, Rich and I and Arnie, we all liked that decision.
I appreciate that. I mean, obviously, I don't want to get into, you know, other candidates specifically. You know, we had a great pool of candidates for this position, and I think that says a lot about our tradition and our history, and I think the potential that people see for us to compete at a championship level, which is our goal. So, you know, there's amazing people out there in the hockey world and some fantastic coaches. Some of them have connections to our program over the years, and we had great conversations with several candidates who, you know, again, these are hard decisions. It's a subjective process, and you take in all the information you can. You sort of layer on top of that, in my case, my experience with the program and the history and my sense of what we need going forward, and you make the best decision that you can. And I think, as I said before, in this case, I think Todd brings a lot to the table for us. You know, he's obviously experienced the game at the highest possible level, as a scout in a player development and a skills development role, and of course as a coach. You know, he's got an international network of contacts both in North America and around the world that I think are going to open up new recruiting avenues for us. And I'm really excited for him to inject sort of fresh new ideas into our program and ultimately to our players.
You know, Jeff, you mentioned your goal. Everybody has a goal, a one-year plan, a five-year plan, a seven-year plan. What's the one-year plan for the team? It's got to be the Frozen Four, right? Frozen Four or nothing, right?
Sure. Yeah. I'd love to see the team in the Frozen Four next year. No, listen, I you know, Todd and I and have had lots of conversations about this, and I did with other candidates as well. And one of the things I told them is that there's no question that our goal is to have a championship level program. And I think we can win a national championship, and I think we can do it the right way, you know, without compromising our values around academics or the personal development and the well-being of our student athletes. But I also want to build it in a sustainable way. You know, we're not looking for a quick fix. You know, I talked several times throughout this process to David Quinn, who's now the coach of the New York Rangers and was the head coach at Boston University. And he told me, you know, he joked with me about his first year at BU, and he said, "Jeff, we didn't win a game for 2 months at one point." And then they went on to, you know, almost win a national championship and a couple of years after that. So, you know, I obviously hope we don't go through anything quite like that, but we do want to build this the right way. I know Todd's committed to that. I'm certainly committed to supporting that. I think our fans will understand that it's not, you know, it's not meant to be a quick fix, but the goal is clear, a championship program. You know, we play in a great conference, and we've got a great history. We've got an exciting renovation going on at the Gut. So I think that the pieces are coming together that will allow us to get back to a Frozen Four level championship caliber program.
Jeff, I know it's tough with the coronavirus right now to lay down a timeline on everything, you know, as far as moving forward. But when roughly is Todd Woodcroft going to arrive in town? And what about forming a staff around him?
In terms of his arrival, obviously, it will depend on the you know, the health situation, and yeah. And last thing we want is to put him at risk or anybody, you know, around our program or our student athletes. So, you know, health and safety will drive that decision. And one of the things that we're all learning now is that you can accomplish a lot from home. I certainly have learned that throughout this search process. And so, you know, he's getting after it right away. He's on the phone with our recruits, with our players, with our with alums and other people that are important to the program. He and I are in touch 3 or 4 times a day now, as you can imagine. So he's certainly able to accomplish quite a bit right now. I'm sorry, what was the rest of your question?
No, I was just saying about filling out a staff, any timeline whatsoever.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so obviously that's an important, you know, piece of this. And I know he's committed to having people around him who, you know, have more experience with NCAA rules or just the normal rhythms of the college recruiting process. But, you know, Jeff Hill has done a fantastic job is continuing on as part of our staff during this interim period. And so I know the two of them are in conversations right now. And but he's got a great network of colleagues inside college hockey, people that I think he can draw on. I know his phone's been ringing off the hook already with people who are interested in being part of the team here. And it's not just the two assistant positions. There's a volunteer position. There's an operations position. There's a lot of pieces to the puzzle.
Jeff, we've been talking a lot about the coronavirus's impact financially on the world of college sports. And, you know, luckily for us, in this case, we don't have college football to worry about. But we did have the NCAA basketball tournament, which we're hoping would have given some money to UVM. Financially, how has this whole thing impacted your athletic department?
Well, it's, you know, the financial impact, you know, for UVM athletics and the university as a whole and higher ed and of course, business and organizations throughout the state and the country and the world, really, has been pretty dramatic, and we're no exception. You know, the NCAA multimedia rights deal for the for March Madness is almost $1 billion a year. That money goes to the NCAA, and then it gets distributed out to the members based on a variety of different formulas. And so we do rely on that every year, and this year that amount was reduced by about 70%. So the direct impact on us was about $350,000 from the loss of the Winter Sports Championships and March Madness, obviously being the largest generator of revenue from that. So it's real, and you know we're running a lot of different scenarios and projections to try to gauge what the impact ultimately is going to be on us. But we're, you know, we're committed to still, you know, sponsoring a program that's comprehensive and that, you know, that emphasizes our student athletes and their academics and their overall well-being, and competitive success. And so that's a big part of what we're spending our time on right now.
Since I feel like I've asked all the hard-hitting questions, I got to get myself off the hot seat. So I'll end with the fun question. And guys, I don't know why, for as thin as I am, I always want to end the questions or end the interviews with something about food. So when Todd finally gets here, first place you're taking him to eat?
Oh, that's a hard question. We've got so many great sponsors and partners out there that I don't want to offend anybody.
Of course. I can't even ask that question right.
We'd have the same answer.
I don't know. There's some great options in Burlington. I'm sure he'll get to know them quickly. Maybe I'll invite him over to the house.
There you go.
And my family will. You know, this is one of the very interesting parts of this search process, of course, has been that I've been operating it for the most part out of my house until my family has been involved in my work in ways that aren't typically the case. So I was kidding with somebody in an interview that if when we go to the Frozen Four, you'll be able to thank my 11-year-old daughter Mara for all her input in the search. But, it's amazing how much, you know, the family overhears in situations like this. It'll be great to have Todd in Burlington. You know, we live in such an amazing place and community, and I know he knows Burlington well and is really excited to get here, and we're excited to have him.
He's Jeff Shulman, UVM Athletic Director. Jeff, congratulations on the hire. When he does get to town, I can see him say, Jeff, everything's perfect, but I need a goalie. Well, you send him my way, Jeff. You know that, my friend. But otherwise, we do congratulate you and appreciate you coming on.
Thanks, guys. Always great to be with you.